Revelation 8. And when it opened the seventh seal, there was silence in the heaven about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and seven trumpets were given to them. And another angel came and stood at the altar, having a golden censer. And much incense was given to him, that he might give efficacy to the prayers of all saints at the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense went up with the prayers of the saints, out of the hand of the angel before God. And the angel took the censer and filled it from the fire of the altar, and cast it on the earth. And there were voices, and thunders, and lightnings, and an earthquake. And the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves that they might sound with their trumpets. And the first sounded his trumpet, and there was hail and fire mingled with blood, and they were cast upon the earth, and the third part of the earth was burnt up, and the third part of the trees was burnt up, and all green grass was burnt up. And the second angel sounded his trumpet, and as a great mountain burning with fire was cast into the sea, and the third part of the sea became blood, and the third part of the creatures which were in the sea, which had life, died, and the third part of the ships were destroyed. And the third angel sounded his trumpet, and there fell out of heaven a great star, burning as a torch, and it fell upon the third part of the rivers, and upon the fountains of waters. And the name of the star is called Wormwood. And the third part of the waters became wormwood, and many of the men died of the waters, because they were made bitter. And the fourth angel sounded his trumpet, and the third part of the sun was smitten, and the third part of the moon, and the third part of the stars, so that the third part of them should be darkened, and that the day should not appear for the third part of it, and the night the same. And I saw and I heard an eagle flying in mid-heaven, saying with a loud voice, Woe! Woe! Woe to them that dwell upon the earth, for the remaining voices of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound.